Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Good evening, rockaholics, Loud and Local supporters, and Metal Shop at 10 supporters. Got some bitchin' stuff planned for you tonight. In just a couple minutes, I will be joined by Kevin and Ian, your passionate, knowledgeable, local hosts of KISW's Metal Shop, to talk about the movement that's happening that is Metal Shop at 10. I'm going to get to those guys in just a few minutes, which I'm totally looking forward to. But to kick things off, I want to play BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week. Each and every Sunday night, I like to kick things off with the Band of the Week. If you would like to find out more on the band that I'm about to play for you, please, please, please go to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Click on the Band of the Week link and get your learn on. This week, hailing from Tacoma, BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week, the Variety Hour. The album is available now. It's titled Exploded View. Please go to the Loud and Local page. You can link up. You can find out about upcoming shows, how to go about getting your dirty paws on music, all the goods via the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Once again, BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week, the Variety Hour, and the song. I love the name of the song. It's called Loser Elite. I am the captain of that club. Loud and Local, this is the Variety Hour.
Yeah.
Tacoma, BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week, the Variety Hour. The album is titled Exploded View. It's available now, and the song was called Loser Elite. I would wear that on a t-shirt, guys, band. That would be a brilliant idea. You can find out more about the Variety Hour by hitting up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Coming up next for Loud and Local, I will be joined by Kevin and Ian of KISW's Metal Shop. We're going to be playing all local metal for the rest of the hour in honor of Metal Shop at 10. Just that's a hashtag. Just put it in. All one word in your phone right now. Search it, see what comes up, and then you will find out what is going on with Metal Shop at 10. Loud and Local continues next. Hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is a first. I'm joined by Kevin and Ian of KISW's Metal Shop.
Hi, Jolene.
It's weird.
What's up, Jolene?
I like it. I really like it. I love having you guys in the studio for Loud and Local. I feel like, well, each of you have filled in hosting Loud and Local before, and I've been known to crash Metal Shop from time to time.
A couple times.
But I like it like this.
It's like an unholy trinity in here.
I know, so much black. Yeah. All the black.
if you want
to witness all
not
of
many
the
color combinations.
All of the black like our souls, hit up KISW on Facebook to check out a really fun video. Now, there's something that a movement has started.
It's a rare thing, yeah.
It is a movement.
A movement has started, and it is called Metal Shop at 10.
That's right. Last, what was it? Was it Tuesday? We were on Sit and Spin?
Yeah, you guys guessed it. Yeah, there's been a whole lot of me being like, hey, boys, come and hang out. Come and hang out, Metal Shop. Yeah, so Kevin and Ian, you guys both guested on Sit and Spin with the Men's Room, and the list had to do with some of the most hated heavy metal and hard rock albums by the fans. And it was incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
And there was something that came up during that segment that had to do with, well, Miles. Because Miles is an old man.
Yeah,
he just blurted it out.
He's like, you know, I'm old. I don't even hardly recognize you because you guys are never here when it's daytime, which is true.
Thanks, Miles.
And, you know, he said, why don't you guys just start Metal Shop an hour earlier? And he said, you know, if you do it, I'll come up and guest host, which
he
we're
did
holding
promise
him.
That,
we're
going
to hold
you
him to
You have
that.
To hold him to it.
We've had people saying, well, you got to have Miles up now. You got to hold his big mouth to, you know, to the grindstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So then it started from there. And if the support is there, it will happen. So, dear Rockaholics, Loud and Local fans, Metal Shop fans, Northwest heavy music fans, what you can do to lend your support is whip out your handy-dandy smartphone right now. Get on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and hold a picture, post a picture of yourself holding a paper with a hashtag that says Metal Shop at 10, or just tweet or post the hashtag that says Metal Shop at 10. Yeah. That is how you can lend your support.
We need the love.
And most certainly, it's not an easy sell for a big commercial rock station to be like, we're going to play some of the most brutal music that the masses, the vast, vast masses,
we're gonna alienate
have not
90%
heard.
Of your audience.
Yeah,
totally, yeah. Most certainly.
What is this?
It sounds like they have marbles in their mouth, you know? But for this to happen, the support needs to be there. So please, I'm pouring out my heart here for these guys.
Pour it out.
You guys deserve this. And
thank you.
You work incredibly, incredibly, incredibly hard. You're so knowledgeable, and you run everything from the stuff that everybody knows, the Great Panteras and the Iron Maiden, to your new wave of British heavy metal, to underground metal,
right.
To crust, to some hardcore, you guys, and then all the great local metal too. You guys have really done a brilliant job.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's not just us. I mean, like we do, we do a little bit of work around here. We do
a little bit, but you do have a little bit of help from time to time too.
And from all of you guys at the station have been hugely helpful, and so thank you, and thank you for having us here. First of all, I guess this should be the first thing we should
say.
Yeah,
thanks, Jolene.
So thank you, Jolene. And then also, we are standing on the shoulders of giants in terms of Metal Shop past. And the bands that are in the Pacific Northwest, if there wasn't any good Northwest metal, we wouldn't be here.
Right? Yeah.
There'd be nothing to play here. Literally, we wouldn't be here right now. So thank you to all the local metal bands that have been stepping up and showing the support and the love and helping other people who may not, you know, be huge metalheads to recognize that we're here.
I don't want to miss anyone, but just a few names. Zero Down. We got who else? Witchburn, After the Fallout.
Hell's Bells.
That was a limited time only, and we love our
that
Hell's
was a rare
Bells.
Shot.
Thank you, ladies. That was a limited time only picture.
It was
not
a full moon
eyes.
This morning.
Good times. But yeah, there's been so many awesome bands, and I know I'm missing a few, but so much love from the local scene, and it's just been great. So just keep it going, you know?
So
we
want to
see how big this can get.
And we want to give it back to you. That's the whole reason. We want to get more metal earlier so we can expose more people to more of this awesome local metal.
And here's the deal. If you're listening to Loud Local and you're in a band right now and you're like, I'd like to help out, but I'm not in a metal band, it's okay. Jolene still has you, but you can still show your support by using the hashtag MetalShop10.
Yeah,
just because you may not play in a metal band does not mean you can't lend your support. And you and I both know it doesn't mean that you don't appreciate and enjoy that kind of music. Am I right?
You're right.
All right.
One of the funniest things we saw so far was a guy that just wrote MetalShop10 on his belly. He had a big one. And he kind of did a little bit of a roll, like a truffle shuffle.
He was doing the truffle shuffle.
It was pretty incredible. So if you got any tricks like that, maybe...
it was a train wreck. I couldn't stop watching.
So good.
Your
so
kitty can run around the house with a hashtag on its back or something. I don't know. Figure it out.
Exactly.
Don't spray paint the dog.
Exactly. If you want a good idea, just type into either Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter the hashtag that says MetalShop10, and that would be A-T-10, the number 10. All right, guys, let's play some Northwest metal. The first band we are going to play, you guys actually had in studio last night for Metal Shop. These guys just released their new album,
yeah,
right?
Give me the story on the
Devil's Loudon.
Yeah, these guys are from the South End. We've had them up on Metal Shop a few times, and they've given us a few demos, and they've always been good. You know, a demo is a demo. You know, it's not, you're not putting a whole, like, financial effort into it. But this time around, it's very clean, very crisp, and just so brutal and technical. Very, very proud of this band. And,
yeah.
Stoked to start off with it.
It's along the same lines of, like, like a Dumu Borgir. It's very symphonic, epic, and melodic. Really good stuff. It's available on Bandcamp now, this full new album. You can throw them a few bones, see what you can get for that.
They're playing March 7th with Allegion and Fallujah at El Corazon.
I like this. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud Local with Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop guest hosting.
Like you're my
Zone with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be local metal band Zoth. The name of the song?
Ancient Sentient Ooze.
Yeah.
And prior to that, kicked off Loud and Local with The Devil's Ludun. Am I saying it right? Ludun?
Devil's Ludun.
Devil's Ludun. All right, it's going to take me a little while. Right. For those of you just tuning in, whoa, Loud and Local. Yeah, tonight for Loud and Local, I'm joined by Kevin and Ian, your amazing hosts of KISW's Metal Shop.
And a Cookie Monster.
The hashtag is Metal Shop at 10. Metal Shop ATTN, not 10, number one.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about it and tweeting about it so much. Put that into your phone, put that into your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, to find out what it's all about. Guys, who are we going to play next year? We were talking about the drip. What can you tell me about the drip?
Well,
Aside from me refraining from making a drip joke.
I mean, right. That's the obvious one.
Exactly.
They're a local band, but they're the farthest away you could be.
That's technically. Is this the band?
Yeah. Tri-City.
Eastern Washington?
Right, exactly.
Eastern Washington?
And they're still a local band, I guess, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, for Loud and Local, if you're in Washington, I will play Portland bands. I will play Vancouver, B.C. bands. Like, yeah, there's plenty to spread around
here. My band's from Okanagan County.
I would do it. I would totally do it.
This is small town boys gone big.
Yeah, so, Kevin, you were starting to tell me the story about how these guys, it helps to know people, and if you're in the metal community and if you're in a band that's brilliant, you're going to eventually meet other people.
people in other bands who are also brilliant, and sometimes it leads to really cool things, such as their deal, right?
Yeah. It's all about who you know.
They hooked up with a dude I'm going to shout out right now, Ron, the singer of Brotherhood.
Ron is an awesome guy.
An old hardcore band from Seattle. This guy made this happen. He was he moved over to Eastern Washington. He met these guys, loved them, and he was friends with Joel Grind and some of the guys from Ashes Rise. So he hooked them up to record that down there in Portland. They got the recordings, and somehow it got in the hands of Relapse Records. They signed them, and now they're going on a tour. They're actually going to be playing tomorrow night at Highline.
Oh, yeah.
With Transient, Call of the Void, and Enabler. Three sick kind of grindcore bands, I'd say.
It's intense. Yeah, it's intense.
And for those that don't know, the Highline is on Capitol Hill. It's right on Broadway. It's right next to the Sex Shop.
Yeah,
right
that's
above
a good way
the
to put it.
So, you know,
exactly.
Two birds, one stone.
Exactly. Go see some metal and get some fun stuff for later on in the night, if you know what I'm saying.
And porn. Both hardcore.
Exactly. The name of the band is The Drip, and the song is called Catalyst. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local, joined by Kevin and Ian of Metal Shop tonight. The hashtag is Metal Shop at 10. Check
Hell
it
yeah.
out. This is The Drip, Loud and Local.
Loud and Local continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be Sanctuary with the song Arise and Purify. My name's Jolene, and tonight for Loud and Local, I'm joined by, well, part of my KISW family, Kevin and Ian of KISW's Metal Shop. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging out. The hour's going by so fast, and we're telling so many stories that we can't tell on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? How about I turn on your mic?
Yes, helpful. That's awesome. Here we are. Hi.
And I'm the sober Hello. One here. That's awesome.
If we're all part of the same family, does that mean you're the mom or the sister?
I know. So when you guys,
you're about to get knocked out.
First started, I can't remember which one of you was like, you're like the mom of KISW.
And she was like, hell no.
And I was like, don't you ever call me that.
And I'm pretty sure it was Kevin.
and I am the super awesome, kind of hot, wise aunt.
Oh, okay.
I'm just the lady here to be respected, feared, and adored.
The one that sneaks you like cool records and some booze once in a while.
That's the idea. That's how I would like to be remembered. Right, that would be awesome.
Right on.
She's got good taste in music.
What's up, Angeline?
Absolutely, absolutely. Kevin and Ian, longtime host of KISW's Metal Shop. There is a movement that's underway. The hashtag is Metal Shop at 10. Please just search it on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you go to the KISW page, if you go to the Metal Shop Facebook page, if you go to Metal Shop on Twitter or KISW on Twitter or KISW on Instagram or Metal Shop on Instagram.
We're everywhere.
You will see so many badass pictures and pictures of people you know and musicians that you know that are holding up this hashtag. The movement is to just get these guys on an hour earlier because, as you and I all know, if the support is there... The people...
Hey, metalheads are getting older, too, man. They got to go to bed early.
The big ups can't say no if the support is there, and the support has been so tremendous, but it's just getting started at this point. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, yeah, so you can get an hour of Metal Shop even earlier for everybody heading out on a Saturday night. You know?
And people got to tuck in a little bit early.
And we're wringing our hands at this point. Like, last night was our last chance to prove that we, you know, deserve it, and so we're kind of just waiting to see.
Right?
You know?
I know, that's why I was like, hey, you guys want to come play some Brutal Metal for Loud Local?
This awesome opportunity. Thank you.
We need the cherry on top. We need the, you know, the final last little push.
That's it. That's it. I'm pushing you boys, and you're heavy.
Let's do it.
You're so heavy. I want to talk about Northwest Metal. Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop, my special guests tonight for Loud Local. The hashtag is Metal Shop at 10. But guys, tell me about some of your favorite Northwest Metal moments. That could be shows that you saw. That could be events that you saw at shows. That could be guests. That could be guests that you've had in studio for Metal Shop. It could be people you've met. Just whatever you like. I want to hear some of your favorite Northwest Metal moments.
I'll start just right off the bat. Just last week at Napalm Death, somebody throwing up off the balcony into the mosh pit.
At Studio 7.
That was a first.
That's brutal.
That's so brutal. That's just a recent memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one of those like, really? That's, yeah. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare situation. So that, whoever did that, good job, I guess.
Wow. Oh, man. That's good. That's
so
good.
So that's one of them.
Yeah. This one's...
Like, I feel like that would be a great piece of artwork inside an album.
Like, somebody get a shot of that as it's happening.
Right?
And it just bullseyed right into the middle of the mosh pit, you know? So you're moshing and puke to Napalm Death.
That's so brutal.
Pretty brutal.
Even if you're the one who gets puked on, that's so brutal.
You gotta just carry on and just wipe it on somebody else.
Exactly. Sharing is caring. How about you, Kevin? What do you have?
Well, this one might not be as funny or, like, kind of crazy like that, but we had a friend who passed away a couple years ago, BJ Annette, and he was like a beacon in the scene, and he really brought together a lot of awesome bands.
He was a guest on Metal Shop almost every Saturday night.
Yeah, he was helping us with our concert calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. He did your calendar. I remember.
Yeah, and he unfortunately passed away, but it was really cool to be at the festival that his friends and his family put on down in the South End, and it was just a really memorable opportunity for me to like meet a lot of people that had shared kind of his life with him and just that he brought together. It was really interesting to see and was very touching. So
he was the kind of guy who put together like Protect shows, you know, helping prevent child abuse. You know, really went out of his way to go above and beyond helping bands and the community and tying it all together. And losing him was really rough. So I'm glad you brought that up. You know. We'll do the Napalm Death puking and BJ being awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and it's one of the things that this is community. The metal community, the Northwest music scene,
absolutely.
The rock scene, the metal scene. It is community. And that's what it's about. And that's what's so great about live local radio. This is all part of your community. So please, please, if you're listening, get on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Use the hashtag MetalShop@10. A very special edition of Loud and Local featuring Kevin and Ian of KISW's Metal Shop continues next. Do stick around. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local, a special edition of Loud and Local, where I'm joined by my brothers from Metal Shop. I'm joined by Kevin and
hey,
Ian.
Buddy.
The guys are here to just play a bunch of badass local metal because there is so much great, great local metal, which I'm
right.
happy and stoked to play on the regular for Loud and Local. And what's brilliant about Metal Shop that you guys have been doing for years is that you absolutely play, in addition to bands from around the world, is play some great local metal.
We yeah. try.
And the reason, if you're just tuning in, you're like, I've never heard this combo before. This is a great combo. It's called Jolene and Metal Shop. But there's
it's the power trio.
Right? Yeah. There's a movement happening. Hashtag Metal Shop at 10. Get with the program. The mission is to get our boys on an hour earlier. If the support is there, it can happen. And the support is looking really, really
it's
good.
It's looking
Make
good.
It happen.
But it's just really, really starting now. So the support is needed. Because if it's undeniable, it's undeniable.
Yeah. Let's show them that we can band together, show support, get us on an hour earlier so that metal can be flourished and shown to all that need to go to sleep early.
Take the power back.
And it's community, and it's Northwest.
Absolutely.
And think about how many dads out there will have kids in the car that'll be like, well, when I first listened to Metal Shop in 1989, you know, Metal Shop has such a great, great legacy here at KISW with, you know, Kevin and Steve, former host, Adam Gerke, former host.
There's Steve been Slayton?
Steve
yeah,
Slayton.
There's,
yeah, Kathy Faulkner, once upon a time, was a host of Metal Shop. So it really is a special thing and is really beloved by KISW. And if you can lend your support, it just means the world because this is community. Loud and Local continues a Metal Shop edition. Ghost Ship Octavius. You guys had this band in probably within like the last six months or so in the
right.
the studio with you for Metal Shop.
Yeah, their guitar player is Matt from Himsa, who ironically during that Napalm Death story was working concessions at Studio 7 and had to clean that up.
He had to do the cleanup duty.
After
of
the
fact, the puke.
So explain who else is in Ghost Ship Octavius, because I feel like there's a couple other people that you may know from other metal bands.
It's going to be Van from Nevermore, who played drums for
there
that
it
band
is.
Forever. you obviously know who that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have a singer. Their singer, get this, is 19.
What?
His name is Adon Fanyon. And his voice is deeper than Barry White.
It's a panty dropper voice.
Yeah. He does voice work for movies and other things like that.
Oh,
and as a young man, he seriously has the like the modality and like the attitude of like a 60-year-old seasoned like cigar smoking army vet.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And he's 19.
He's 19. He's like an old soul and was built to sing in a metal band, and it's awesome that they found him. I don't know how they did it, but they found an awesome singer who is, you know, deserving of some attention. So
I feel like Mrs. Robinson, and I can't wait to hear this. Let's play it. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud Local. My special guest host, Kevin and Ian of Metal Shop. Ghost Ship Octavius with the song Mills of the Gods. It is Loud and Local.
You
This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW. KISW.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest host tonight for Loud and Local, I'm joined by Kevin and Ian of Metal Shop. Gentlemen, yes. Why don't you do tell everybody who that was?
Oh, that was the Loom of Doom. Yeah,
the Loom of Doom. That's wow. Awesome.
Almighty Jeff Loomis.
He was in Nevermore, and that's kind of where he got his start, at least, where he became most famous for. But he has now joined forces with an epic metal band by the name of Arch Enemy.
How are things going with the new vocalist for Arch Enemy?
All things that I've seen is they're getting a lot of support from it. I mean, Angela stepped down from her role and is still like managing the band. So she's still,
oh, wow.
So she's still involved in, like, you know, gave thumbs up and was involved in the whole process, apparently. Uh-huh. So
moving behind the scenes.
So it's not like she was like, screw this, I'm out of here.
She was passing the torch. Right.
So it's all good. Yeah.
That's
and
really
so,
cool.
They just, Michael Amott, who also played in Carcass, if you're a, you know,
yeah.
We could fall down deep down the heavy
oh, yeah.
metal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
But he announced just this last week that Jeff Loomis is going to be appearing on the new Arch Enemy record. So he's going to help them write songs. So another, you know, Northwest influence on the world of heavy metal. It's pretty rad.
All roads lead back to the Northwest. I mean, all
darn
roads
too.
Musically.
Absolutely.
I mean, you did just in the world of rock and the world of metal. I mean, and you can find plenty of other genres, too. It always seems to lead back to the Northwest, which is why we're so damn lucky.
Big spider web.
Part of the reason that I have Kevin and Ian of Metal Shop in tonight for Loud and Local is a cause, is a movement that's underway. Hashtag Metal Shop at 10.
Oh,
MetalShop810. Put that on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. If you take a picture and you're holding that hashtag, that's even better. If your hot girlfriend does it, that's even better. If your band does it, that's great. If you put it in front of your dog, that's awesome. If you have a Men's Room Original Red and you put it in front of that, that works. We don't care. We just want the support for Metal Shop so our boys can start their show an hour earlier to,
that'd be perfect.
To bring the best in brutal in national in metal from around the globe and including our own backyard to the airwaves at an earlier hour. It's just a win-win, but the support needs to happen.
Help us help you.
Right? Help me help you.
Help
come
me
on.
Help you.
Guys, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. I would say it's absolutely my pleasure. And let's go over who all we played tonight. So before the Jeff Loomis, it was the band that was formerly known as Owen Hart, but they've been going as Earth Control. A number of years now.
Sick band.
Also Ghost Ship Octavius, which mm-hmm. I really liked.
Yeah,
you'll hear more of that somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
I think Jolene might be adding that to the Loud and Local.
Yeah, you got that one. Sanctuary,
Mrs.
also
Robinson.
Also The Drip.
Oh, yeah.
Xoth with an X.
Xoth.
And say it for me, guys, so I don't screw it up.
The Devils of Luden.
That's awesome. It's usually like the more I like your band, the tougher I have a hard time saying the name of your band.
Or you can't read the logo.
We always give them crap because it's like, dude, you guys spelled your band impossibly difficult. Nobody's ever going to get it right, man.
Loud
out. So they're like, we get it. It's fine.
Oh,
just call it whatever you want.
And those guys were your special guests, and I'm sure you can hit up the Metal Shop page at KISW.com for more of a rundown as far as what those guys have to offer right now. Once again, hashtag Metal Shop at 10. Please join the movement. We are a community here. This is about Northwest music and Northwest metal and serving our community, which we are so incredibly fortunate to be in a position to do that. And I wish you guys all the support in the world with the Metal Shop at 10 movement. If there's anything else I can do to be of service, make sure
and let
me know. I adore you guys and you bust your butts and I love what you do and you always have my support. So I think anything else you wanted to say?
Hail Satan and I don't know. That's about it. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks again to everybody who's helped us out with the hashtag Metal Shop at 10. And all the local bands and anybody who's, you know, listened to Metal Shop over the years, like we said, we wouldn't be here without you. And we exist for you. Keep that in mind. And so, like, help us help you.
And go see The Drip tomorrow night at the Highline. Support metal from the Tri-Cities.
From the Tri-Cities! Who can you name another sweet, sweet metal band from Eastern Washington?
No. Losing Skin.
From Spokane.
There you go. All right, that's it. The latest from Kevin and Ian of KISW's Metal Shop. Guys, that's a wrap. Good evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.